Have you ever watched a motorcyclist lean into a sharp curve with perfect precision, defying gravity and fear in one fluid motion? This image captures the essence of Della Torre McNeil's philosophy in Shift Into a Higher Gear. As a motorcycle enthusiast with over 10 years of accident-free riding, McNeil discovered profound parallels between motorcycle mastery and life mastery that became the foundation for his transformative approach to personal development. The book has gained significant traction among high-performance coaches and business leaders, with Tony Robbins calling it a fresh perspective on achievement that actually works. What makes this book particularly compelling is how it transforms an intimidating vehicle, one that many view as dangerous, into an accessible metaphor for navigating life's challenges. In a world where 68% of people rate themselves below satisfactory on life fulfillment, according to a global Abbott study cited by McNeil, this motorcycle-inspired roadmap offers a uniquely engaging path to shifting into your next level of success, regardless of whether you've ever sat on a motorcycle. The journey to extraordinary achievement doesn't require massive overhauls, just small, intentional adjustments that compound over time. Like a motorcyclist making minor weight shifts to navigate complex terrain, our lives respond dramatically to subtle changes in approach. We've been misled to believe that only enormous changes produce desired outcomes. In reality, small things drive big results. Trucks roll on small tires, doors swing on small hinges, and buildings rise from small plants. This principle aligns perfectly with the Pareto principle, the 80-20 rule, which suggests that only 20% of our efforts produce 80% of our results. Success comes from identifying that critical 20% and focusing on it consistently. Consider how water transforms into steam at precisely 212°F. At 211°F, it's just hot water, but that 1 degree shift creates an entirely new substance with enough power to move locomotives. Similarly, most of us are just one small shift away from breakthrough in our relationships, finances, health, or career. Rather than attempting dramatic improvements that quickly become unsustainable, focus on getting just 1% better every day in areas that matter. This small, manageable shift can transform everything from self-love and forgiveness to parenting, money management, and physical fitness. The power lies in consistency. Getting 1% better daily is achievable regardless of your current circumstances. Remember that there's always another gear waiting for you to activate it. As the saying goes, there's no traffic on the extra mile. Those who push just a bit further encounter less competition and greater rewards. Be proud of your journey so far, understanding that failure is a privilege reserved for those who try. The only true failure is never attempting to better your best by that crucial 1% each day. Most people coast through existence, moving forward but not driven by the engine of purpose, passion, and intention. Using the UN's average life expectancy of 72.6 years, calculate your remaining summers. How would you spend that time if your options were limited? This stark calculation often jolts us from complacency into intentional living. We've been conditioned to be average and ordinary, focusing only on length of years, how long we live, while neglecting width, how broadly we experience life, and depth, how deeply we engage. Like watching a movie in 3D requires special glasses, living a three-dimensional life requires new perspectives. Living fully demands paying a price most aren't willing to pay, but the cost of settling for mediocrity is far greater: lost emotional peace, financial abundance, professional fulfillment, and spiritual enlightenment. Consider how someone might work at a company for 30 years without experiencing the width, cross-departmental projects, diverse relationships, or depth, mentoring others, developing new skills, of a fulfilling career. History's most transformational figures, Princess Diana, Jimi Hendrix, Martin Luther King Jr., often died before 40, yet changed human history through their impact and influence. You can live 100 years or live 1 year 100 times. Jesus Christ exemplifies this concept, living only to 33:12, yet becoming one of history's most influential figures through the width of his impact and depth of his wisdom. Are you truly living wide by expanding your perspectives, connections, and beliefs about what's possible? Are you living long by making each day count through intelligent planning and balancing work and play? Are you living deep by strengthening relationships through more intense love and supporting meaningful causes? Humans aren't designed to coast, but to actively engage with both hands and feet. Longevity doesn't equal fullness. Life must be three-dimensional. Identify areas craving expansion and shift now, using the right perspective to appreciate life's vibrancy. Study those you admire, identify their common traits, and model those qualities in yourself. There's a fundamental difference between motorcycles and automobiles. Motorcycle riders must accept the environment as it is, while car drivers remain insulated from external conditions. This metaphor introduces a powerful leadership philosophy. Either you proactively lead change, or you will reactively be changed by change. True leaders follow three essential steps: seeing things as they are, being a realist; seeing things as better than they are, being an optimist; and making things the way they see them, being an activist. This contrasts sharply with being whiners, complainers, and procrastinators. First, embrace brutal honesty about your current circumstances. When McNeil faced overwhelming credit card debt, he couldn't create an effective solution until he acknowledged the full reality of his situation. See your weight, marriage, finances, and career as they truly are, not as you wish others to perceive them or as portrayed on social media. After acknowledging reality, find potential and envision improvement through powerful foresight. This applies to everything from rental properties and wellness plans to relationships and business growth. Overcome possibility blindness that leads to settling and victim mentality. Regardless of your situation, improvement is possible if you can envision it. Finally, turn vision into reality through dedication, follow-through, consistency, and commitment. Consider the old man and the howling dog parable, about a dog lying on a nail, howling in pain, but unwilling to move because it doesn't hurt bad enough. This represents people who complain about problems, credit debt, mental health issues, unfulfilling careers, without taking action to change them. True change requires getting off the nail of comfortable compromise and taking assertive steps toward your goals. Implementing meaningful change requires progressing through six declarations. It must change, identifying what needs changing with urgency. I must change it, taking ownership rather than waiting for external forces. I can change it, believing in your capability. I will change it, moving from potential to commitment. I am changing it, acknowledging progress during the uncomfortable transformation process. And I have changed it, celebrating achievement and who you've become. Accept your environment as it is before changing it. Embrace leadership through the three-step process. Identify what nail you're compromising on and get up. Recognize which phase of change you're in and take action to progress. Remember that change feels like loss to most people, requiring new support systems since misery loves company, but so does greatness. Like motorcycle steering, which responds to body weight rather than wheel turning, life direction depends on where you invest your energy and focus. The bike follows wherever you lean, requiring throttle action to counteract gravity when turning. This raises profound questions. What have you put your weight into lately? What have you gone all in with? Who have you gone all out for? When did you last put all the chips on the table? In a world where 85% of employees aren't engaged at work, most people are going through the motions like zombies rather than living with passion. To shift into a higher gear, escape just enough land where mediocrity thrives. Excellence requires putting your full weight into what matters most through seven key practices. Genuinely desire excellence without shortcuts. find examples of excellence in your field, gain access to excellence through behind-the-scenes exposure, serve excellence by volunteering without compensation, study the details that make experiences excellent, demonstrate excellence at your current level rather than comparing yourself to veterans, and continuously tweak and improve, remembering that your best is your next. Success also requires patience, the wait that accompanies your wait. In our instant gratification culture, we resist waiting, but excellence takes time. Like a farmer who can't harvest the day after planting, achieving meaningful goals requires persistence. McNeil's reality TV show took 839 days from concept to distribution. Be like a postage stamp that sticks to one thing until it delivers, avoiding the common trap of jumping between projects without seeing anything through to completion. Put your weight into the direction you want to go in life. Escape just enough land by autographing everything with excellence. Apply the 7 keys to cultivating excellence. Be like a stamp and stick to one thing until it delivers. Put your weight into your goals and dreams, sitting on your eggs until they hatch, regardless of how long it takes. A motorcycle's kickstand serves only one purpose, supporting the bike when not in use. Similarly, excuses only serve us when we're not ready to move forward. They provide what psychologists call secondary gain, hidden benefits from our limitations that make mediocrity comfortable. These psychological crutches often become so familiar that we mistake them for essential supports rather than self-imposed limitations. Just as someone with a broken leg might enjoy the attention and reduced responsibilities, our excuses provide comfort that keeps us from growing. This comfort zone becomes a gilded cage, offering short-term relief while sacrificing long-term potential. For instance, an employee might avoid pursuing promotion opportunities by claiming they're not qualified enough when they're actually afraid of increased responsibility and potential failure. Consider how these common excuses can be reframed into powerful declarations. "I'm too old to start" becomes, "My past experience allows me to start smarter." "I don't have enough money" transforms to, "I'll find creative ways to fund my dreams." "I don't have time" shifts to, "I'll prioritize what truly matters." "I'm not talented enough" becomes, "I'll develop the skills I need through consistent practice." "It's not the right time" transforms to, "The perfect time is now." These excuses function as psychological supports that make us comfortable with playing small. The secondary gains become addictive, keeping us in unfavorable positions. For example, someone might maintain unhealthy relationships because the familiar pain feels safer than the unknown of being alone. Or an aspiring entrepreneur might cling to job security rather than face the uncertainty of starting a business. The key insight: we don't actually need our limitations to receive these benefits, but fear makes us believe we do. All excuses are ultimately rooted in fear, which operates like a thief that doesn't want to be detected. Fear disguises itself as rationality, presenting logical-sounding reasons why we shouldn't take action or pursue our dreams. Remember that kickstands only support inactive motorcycles. Life is meant to be driven. To overcome excuses, 1. Identify secondary gains making your excuses comfortable and find healthier ways to meet those needs. 2. Create and recite positive declarations daily with an accountability partner. 3. Document your excuses in a journal to recognize patterns. 4. Challenge each excuse by asking, "What if the opposite were true?" 5. Take small, consistent actions that prove your limitations wrong. Train your brain to support growth rather than comfort by celebrating small wins and learning from setbacks. Most importantly, recognize that nothing is more expensive than your excuses. They cost you opportunities, experiences, and personal growth. Eliminate them to enjoy life fully while improving 1% each day. The journey begins when you decide to kick away the stand and start moving forward. Two warriors battle within us daily, fear and faith, with the one we feed most winning control over our feelings, thoughts, and actions. In The Karate Kid Part 3, Mr. Miyagi tells Daniel, "It's okay to lose to your opponent, but you must not lose to fear," establishing that fear is our biggest internal obstacle. Fear serves as our biggest kickstand, the primary force that prevents forward movement. It's part of human DNA, like adrenaline, but the key isn't eliminating fear, but learning how to respond when it knocks at your door. Understanding fear's nature helps us overcome it. Fear's primary job is keeping you safe. Fear knows everything about you and uses it against you. Fear not appears 365 times in the Bible, once for each day. Fears can be genetically inherited from ancestors. Fear thoughts always focus on limitation, lack, and confusion. Fear disguises itself as stress, anxiety, and indecision. And most fears are learned behaviors. We're only born with fear of falling and loud noises, meaning we can learn faith just as we've learned fear. The most common fears blocking success include change, loneliness, failure, rejection, uncertainty, something bad happening, getting hurt, being judged, inadequacy, and loss of freedom. For each fear, there's a reframing perspective, viewing failure as an inevitable step toward achievement, and rejection as simply a signal to move to the next opportunity. Distinguish between facts, what fear uses to discourage you, and truth, what faith uses to inspire you. While your fact might be having only $500 in the bank, the truth is you possess million-dollar ideas. Your fact might be past failed relationships, but the truth is you've learned valuable lessons preparing you for the right partner. The solution to fear is taking consistent and imperfect action, CIA. Using a motorcycle metaphor, fear functions as brakes while faith acts as the throttle. While fear restricts and causes us to slow down or stop, faith propels us forward through action. The cure isn't massive action, which is often unsustainable, but rather consistent baby steps that are deliberately imperfect. Address perfectionism by noting that cell phones are imperfect products that are constantly updated. Be like a helicopter. Take off from where you are and make adjustments in the air as you fly. Transform your fears into faith declarations and affirm them daily. Remember, it's acceptable to lose to opponents, but never to fear. Fear's primary function is safety, but shouldn't restrict important dreams. Fear is restrictive like brakes, while faith is expansive like a throttle. The warrior that wins each day, fear or faith, is the one you feed the most. And the cure for fear is taking consistent, imperfect action. Most people believe they should achieve first and be happy later. This backward approach leads to perpetual dissatisfaction. Instead, focus on happily achieving rather than delaying desired emotions just to accomplish goals. Emotions are the true engine of our lives that must be mastered to shift into higher gear. Olivia B. McNeil, who passed away in 2013, demonstrated emotional mastery through her consistent response to inquiries about her well-being. "Aw, child, I'm blessed." Despite facing numerous challenges throughout her life, she maintained this positive emotional state, teaching one of life's greatest lessons, that mastering our emotional states determines whether we improve daily and ultimately live fulfilling lives. Emotions are the heartbeat of life. When people worldwide are asked to point to themselves, they invariably point to their hearts, not their heads, suggesting that our essence lies in our emotions rather than our intellect. Everyone has an emotional home, core emotions we return to regardless of circumstances. Emotions aren't good or bad, but signals we should leverage rather than label. Identify your current top five emotional states and compare them to what you'd prefer: gratitude, peace, passion, fun, and love. Consider if you need to move to a new emotional address by identifying your ideal five emotions and taking specific action steps to relocate emotionally. Protect your new emotional home through seven practical strategies. Practice radical self-care by prioritizing your needs. Avoid low-vibration conversations involving drama and gossip. Minimize time with people who don't share your new mindset. Practice mindfulness, meditation, and journaling. Use music to instantly shift your mood. Consider supplements like ashwagandha for emotional stability, and move your body, since emotion follows motion. The word emotion contains motion, indicating how physical movement can immediately transform how you feel. Instead of seeking emotions as external entities, embody desired emotions from within. Write daily I am statements, I am love, joy, powerful, enough, etc., to internalize positive emotional states. By consistently affirming these qualities with passion and conviction, you become the very emotions you once thought existed elsewhere. Gratitude is the singular emotion with veto power over all negative emotions. It's nearly impossible to simultaneously feel both gratitude and negative emotions, like jealousy or anger. Bookend each day with gratitude by listing 8 things you're grateful for both morning and night. This practice helps shift into higher gear, improving by 1% daily. Remember that emotional mastery trumps task mastery. Focusing on why you do something rather than what you do leads to greater productivity and fulfillment. The number 8 symbolizes infinity, abundance, wealth, prosperity, constant growth, and new beginnings, qualities that should characterize our relationships. Relationships should add value to our lives, just as we should add value to others. The people we associate with mathematically determine both our destination and enjoyment of life's journey. Unlike car passengers who might be annoying but don't affect your journey, motorcycle passengers directly impact your ride through their movements and weight distribution. Every lean and shift must be coordinated for safety. The people closest to you significantly influence your life's trajectory, requiring selectivity about who rides with you. You'll become the average of your 5 closest friends and likely earn within 10% of their income. For some, this represents opportunity. For others, limitation. The solution? Increase your net worth by first improving your network, as Denzel Washington suggests. If you hang around 5 millionaires, you'll be the 6th. Intentionally recruit 3 types of riders. Mentors who've traveled your road before and can help you avoid costly mistakes. Mates who journey alongside you, providing companionship and accountability. And mentees who help you make sense of past struggles by allowing you to transform your setbacks into valuable lessons for others. This balanced approach creates a powerful support system for personal growth. Many keep misaligned relationships out of misplaced loyalty, preferring a known hell to an unknown heaven. High achievers remain clear about current relationship needs rather than clinging to past connections. Consider this revealing question. If given $100,000 to start a business, would you hire your closest friends? If the answer is no, why trust them with your priceless life if you wouldn't trust them with $100,000? For larger group accountability, form a mastermind, a peer mentoring concept from Napoleon Hill that shortens learning curves, accelerates results, and provides valuable connections. Create successful masterminds by approaching with a service mentality, finding 4 like-minded professionals in similar industries, establishing clear goals, setting consistent meeting schedules, giving each member equal time during meetings, ending with personal commitments, and scheduling the next meeting before adjourning. While building powerful relationships is crucial, remember that you are the common denominator across all aspects of your life. The most important relationship is with yourself. Before inviting others to join your ride, ensure you're capable of riding solo. Work harder on yourself than anything else, and everything else will naturally improve. Motorcycles only know forward motion. They only operate in drive. When turned on, a motorcycle is already positioned to move forward, requiring manual effort to go backward. This should be our default approach to life, constant forward momentum. Unlike cars with multiple gears, drive, reverse, neutral, park, motorcycles embody the mindset needed for extraordinary achievement. When living in drive, you experience constant forward movement, momentum, focus, passion, and accomplishment. Signs include working toward goals, feeling productive daily, growing professionally, building financial assets, nurturing important relationships, trying new things that scare you, reinventing yourself, destroying your comfort zone, and experiencing high energy and vitality. While reverse serves a purpose in cars, it's counterproductive in life. Time always moves forward, making it our most valuable asset. People in reverse constantly dwell on the unchangeable past, holding grudges and resentment that prevent living in the present. Many don't realize they're stuck in reverse, carrying old relationship baggage, harboring bitterness about past injustices, or repeating destructive patterns. Neutral might be worse than reverse. It's complete disengagement, idling without power. It manifests as apathy, I don't know, whatever, who cares, resulting from discouragement, disappointment, or exhaustion. In neutral, you've stopped trying and merely drift with the current. High achievers can mask this state through charisma and success in other areas, but indifference, whether about fitness, parenting, or relationships, prevents progress. As Tony Robbins says, progress equals happiness, and nobody crushing life remains in neutral. Vehicles, like our lives, deteriorate more from disuse than use. When parked too long, all systems begin to fail, just as a motorcycle battery dies from sitting unused. The cure for these unproductive gears, reverse, neutral, and park, is forgiveness of yourself and others, which enables forward movement. Remember, a bike only knows forward motion. Surround yourself with people who live this way. Focus on mastering areas where you're not yet in drive. Assess your communication. If it's focused on the past, you're likely in reverse and might benefit from therapy. If you're feeling lackluster about life, you're probably in neutral. Connect with something that ignites your passion. Practice radical self-compassion through forgiveness of yourself and others to escape park, neutral, or reverse.